The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fell realtor, and co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Very good.
Great. We're here with Bob Warner from Bob Warner's Heating and Cooling. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Good.
Second week in a row. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. We're here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss numerous real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years during the week.
Feel free to email us with any questions, or if you'd like to suggest a topic for a show, send it to questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
To view our listings or search the MLS listings, go to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where you can also listen to all our archived radio shows. And don't forget to friend us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Okay, Bob, can you give me a brief background on you? How long have you been in heating and cooling? Who started your business? How you got involved?
I started with my dad as a young kid. My father's doing it since 1962. And I never had much of a childhood because I got to work with my dad at night and on the weekends and in the summer. And
so you literally grew up in the business.
Yeah, I didn't have a choice, Pat. I had to go to work.
Yeah, I know. I kind of get drafted into the family business.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's just the way it is.
I understand.
So you've been doing this since 1962?
No, I'm doing it since I'm like 12 years old, probably almost legally on the books, you know?
Okay. All right.
But so 20-some, 30 right. years.
Well, you've done a lot of work for us, our home and our business, our office area. You did the heating there, and you're very good at what you do. You also did some things for my mom. And so we're happy with the way you work and how you provide your services. So we know you're good at what you do. Today, I thought we'd talk about when buyers go looking at homes and they're looking to purchase their first home, a first-time home buyer, there's a lot of things that they're looking at in the home, seeing that, you know, that floor plan works for them, if the room sizes are good, and if it's something that they want to live in. And so they're looking at the outside, the inside, and they're overwhelmed. But they go down to the basement and they're looking at either the furnace or the boiler. What tips do you give home buyers that are looking at a home? What should they be looking at and what should they be looking for?
Well, if it's an older home in the city, Jackie, if they go downstairs, they want to see if it's a steam boiler. How old is it? Is it 20 years old, 30 years old? Is it going to need to be replaced right away, or are they going to get some more life out of it? And you can tell just by looking at a lot of them if they're maintained properly, if they look nice and clean, if the cellar is a dry cellar, they're not all rusted up and abused looking. If something's really old, you know, you don't have a lot of life left in it, that's something to think about when you're buying the house, if you're going to need to set $5,000 aside for a new steam boiler.
So that would be the number that you would say budget for somebody to be looking to replace a boiler in the future.
Yeah, an average home in town here is $45,000, $5,500, in that okay. ballpark.
So sometimes when we go down into the basement, I don't necessarily consider myself, I go in and out of a lot of homes, but sometimes I'm not really sure what I'm looking at either. But usually an older system is fairly larger than newer systems that have been out in the last 10, 20 years. Am I correct?
Well, if it's steam heat, a steam boiler didn't change in size any. They might look a little different, but size-wise, they're pretty much the same.
The same?
Yeah, they're the same. Like, hot air furnaces change in size a lot.
Okay.
If you have an old 25- or 30-year-old warm air furnace, it's pretty big. Where a new, nice, modern gas, 92 or 95% efficiency one's going to be half the size the old ones were.
Okay. A lot of the coal furnaces that were converted over the years, they're monsters.
Yeah, they're
huge.
They're mostly all gone now. The efficiency was so bad on converting the coal ones over to oil, and some of them even had conversions to gas, but all your heat was going out the chimney with them. So most of those are gone.
Okay. So we're looking at the furnace and we're seeing if it was maintained properly. We could tell by discoloration, rust, if it's in fairly good condition. There's usually a lot of times, you know, I know I've seen your work in houses because you'll put on the unit your name, the date you installed it. Yeah, I wish everybody did that because that's so helpful.
Yeah, you could tell when it was put in, how old it is, and we put its tag on there every time we clean it. A sticker with the date that it was serviced on this date. So if you could go in and see that on a furnace, the installation date, and if it was cleaned every year, if there's a tag on there, or you could ask the homeowner if they have any ideas.
Sometimes how old it was. They have the gas company contracts, and then they have the stickers that go on, and you know, the worry-free stickers.
That's the worry-free. That's if something breaks, they'll cover certain items for you.
And that's usually a good sign when you see all the different color stickers on the unit. Someone at least has been looking at
it. Someone's been checking it.
Okay.
You want to get it serviced every year. Every boiler, furnace, everything should be checked every year. You check your safety controls on it. Make sure it's burning efficient and clean. A clean boiler is an efficient boiler.
Right, right.
And safety is a thing. You want to have your chimney checked at the bottom there. When you clean it, you can make sure everything's running the right way. You let things go, that's when you have problems.
You could spend a little money up front or a lot of money later. Yep.
Yeah, if you're not flushing your steam boiler like you should and the loader cutoff's not working, you run low on water, you're not home, and now you're going to be buying a new boiler. Where if you're down there and you flush it once every week in the winter and you know it's working, or your maintenance guy comes once a year that you have cleaned the boiler, he'll check that and make sure it's working properly for you. So you're not buying a new boiler because of not putting water in it.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Grady Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today, Bob Warner from Bob Warner Heating and Cooling. We're talking about heating units. So what else do people that look at homes, what should they consider when they're down in the lower level looking at this boiler or furnace on a home they wish to buy?
Well, they could look and see what kind it is, if it's gas, oil, propane, and the overall condition of it, Jack. If it's ancient or if it's pretty modern, if they were changing air filters on it, if it's a warm air system, if there's condensate running all over the place, or if it's piped nice to a drain, different things they could check. Just the overall appearance and the age is a main thing.
Okay. So, you know, types of furnaces, boilers, name brands, there's all different kinds out there. Is there a certain kind that you recommend over another? Are there certain names that we should avoid as consumers? What do you like to use?
Well, I stick with the few that are sold locally. I like to buy them right here in town. So if you need a part down the road,
you can get it.
You can get it. When you need it, that they keep them in stock. They're all built to government regulations, like for efficiency-wise of burning, how efficient they are. So there's government standards that they have to be made to, and if they're a pressurized vessel that they hold so much. So they're all pretty made the same. One's got different features that another one won't that might be a little nicer, a little worse. But they're all about price-wise, and it's like a Chevy or a Ford or a Dodge. It's who's ever buying it or putting it in might like one more than another.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say one's better than another or not. This one's no good because of this or that.
It's personal preference.
Personal preference.
So you pretty much go with whatever the homeowner wants you to.
Yeah, if the homeowner has one in their mind, like a Utica boiler or a Weil McLean or a Peerless, I'll say, yeah, they're good, you know. I'll get you one of those.
Okay.
Because I don't want to sell them something different and then they'll say, hey, the boiler you sold me here is no good. You told me it was the best.
Right, right. Well, and there are people that, my dad had a certain name he loved. And whenever he saw them in a house that he'd show, he'd point it out.
Oh, this is good. Yeah. He had a Peerless boiler.
Right, right.
And he loved Peerless boilers because that's what he had. Right. And he had good luck with it.
Right.
It lasted him a long time. So
right.
That's why in his head, That was the best.
That was good, right?
You get a guy with a Y.L. McLean. Oh, there's nothing like a Y.L. McLean. That's what I have. They're the best.
Okay. All right. What's a good temperature to keep your thermostat during the day, during the night? Do you believe in programmable thermostats?
Well, programmable thermostats are nice, Jackie, if you could read the directions on how to program them.
Are they all the same?
They're not all the same. Everyone is different. And if you're an older person, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are good. They're sharp. They can understand that, how to program for the days of the week, on and off, different times of day. But as a rule, most people can't work them. And that's where all the problems come in. There's nothing wrong with the system. It's the thermostat's just telling it not to come on right now. So I go there because of no heat, and it's their programmable thermostat they have messed up.
That's an easy fix.
Yeah. Put a regular one on, and you won't have to worry. If you have a normal thermostat and you want to try to save money and you're going for the day, turn it down 3 degrees or 4 degrees. Don't go too much more than that, because now everything in your house is cooled down, and it has to run that much longer to heat everything back up to 70 if that's where you like it.
So you don't believe in turning it drastically down when you leave, and because you're really not saving.
You're not saving anything. Everything in your house is cooling down, the walls, the furniture, your floors, everything. And now you're going to feel cold until all that stuff heats back up.
And depending on the type of heat, if it's electric heat, it's usually instant. But a hot water baseboard system takes a while.
It's going to take a little longer.
A little longer to heat up, right?
Yeah, if you have steam radiators, it's going to run a little longer to get that thermostat back up to 10 degrees if that you turn it down.
So what you thought you saved, you really didn't back up. All right.
Well, I was in our house at 68 during the day, and it goes down to 65 at night. That's because I remember what you told me. You said 3 degrees is about the way to go.
3-4 degrees. You don't want to go too much more than that. And if it's winter, you should expect it to be a little cooler in the house.
My dad,
put a sweater on.
That's what my dad. I've turned into my father. My son says I'm cold. I say put a sweater on.
Yeah. People ask, how do I save money on my fuel bill? Turn your thermostat down. It's simple.
Put a sweatshirt on.
Yeah, put a sweater on. Turn your thermostat down a couple degrees.
And save a
lot
of money.
You don't need it 72. Put it on 68.
I have thermals and flannels and big fluffy robes. I see my breath in front of me.
Just think of all the money you're saving.
Mm-hmm.
Saving money, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he listens to you, Bob. I wish he would listen to me.
Good advice, Bob. Good advice.
Okay, before we head to break, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home located at 516 Dundaff Road in Dixon City for $99,000. This home has great room sizes and low taxes of only $1,250. The home is perfect for a larger family. It has hardwood floors, a large modern eat-in kitchen, 3-quarter bath on the first floor. It has a large fenced-in yard, off-street parking, and a 1-car garage. And also, it's got a Rinnai on-demand hot water heater, which we talked about last week, remember? The second floor bath needs to be finished, but a lot of the work has already been done. So if you're looking in Dixon City, give us a call about 516 Dundaff Road, a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home with low taxes for only $99,000, listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Consumers are becoming more positive toward the idea of home ownership as home prices rise and the threat of delinquencies and foreclosures subside, according to Trulia. Confidence in future ownership is especially prevalent among young renters. According to Trulia's American Dream Survey, 93% of renters between the ages of 18 and 34 plan to purchase a home someday. 39% in the 55-plus age group stated they plan on buying, while 75% of those between 35 and 44 plan to buy. For 31% of renters, that someday is actually within the next 2 years. 27% of consumers feel more positive about home ownership compared to 6 months ago. That's good news, right?
Very good.
We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with Pat Devaney, my husband, fellow realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And our special guest, Bob Warner from Bob Warner Heating and Cooling.
Good morning, Jackie.
Thanks again for being with us. Just a reminder, view our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. And if you ever think of a topic you want to hear about, please send that to
questions@jruddy.com. Just send it right to us and we'll look at it. And if it's a good topic, we'll put it on.
Okay, Bob, before the break, we were talking about what to look for in terms of if a home buyer is looking at a house, they go down to the cellar area, lower level, looking at the furnace or boiler, what they need to look at, and appearances usually are...
Yeah, if it looks clean, it's kept up, looks modern, pretty new, it's good.
Okay. So they don't need to call someone like you. A home inspector is usually capable of determining whether the unit is functioning properly.
Yeah, he should be able to get them in the ballpark on how old it is, if it's 10, 20 years old, 30 years old.
Okay.
A lot of these home inspectors, when we go out with them, they look at the serial number and they look it up and they have a manufacture date. They can tell exactly what year it was
through
made.
A serial number, that's good, yep.
Okay. What about if someone needs to replace a furnace, like someone that owns a home and they're in the market to buy a new boiler, furnace? They just call you and you give them a bid over the phone, right?
Yeah, if it were that easy, Jackie. If you're getting a price over the phone, there's something wrong there. Should call a heating guy, first of all, not like a plumber or someone that don't do heating all the time, putting in boilers and air conditioning, or if it's hot air or whatever. But
What makes somebody a qualified heating?
Well, you should ask them, are they licensed in the town you're in? Did you have schooling, training? What's your qualifications? You're coming here telling me you're going to put this boiler in for me. How long have you done it? How long have you been in business? Do you want a guy that's only been in business a year? Or do you want a guy that maybe was in business 20 years or 30 years? Is he a new guy? Is he reliable? Is he going to come back if you have a problem down the road? You might get a good deal off this guy that just started out in business or is new in town. But what happens when something breaks or you have a warranty problem down the road? Are you going to get this guy back?
Well, I can certainly appreciate when people want to save money. I like to do that myself. So a lot of times people go with the lowest bidder. Is that something that they should be thinking about as well?
Well, you got to compare apples with apples. If you got bids written up off people, are the size of the boilers the same? Are the manufacturers the same of the boilers? What's he giving you with it? Is he taking a permit? Is he licensed and taking your permit? That all adds up to the price of the job. You're a legitimate guy in business and you're paying overhead, Does he have insurance? If he gets hurt at your house or burns your house down, is it going to be insured? So if you're getting the cheap guy, maybe he don't have none of this. That's why he's cheap.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't always want to go with the cheapest guy. You gotta be smart as a consumer and ask him, are you insured? Are you licensed? If you get hurt working here, you're not going to sue me, are you?
Yeah, these
things
are
like
all...
that. These are things you should think about when you're hiring someone, especially working on natural gas. Do you want them to blow your house up because they really don't know what they're doing? Maybe they worked in a factory and lost their job, and now they think they can make some money by doing plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and they're just out there winging it. So it's something you got to think about. And like I said, what if you have a warranty problem down the road and you have to get them back there? They're the guy that put it in. Are they still going to be around? Are they going to be in town?
Good advice. Okay, so from time to time, I have been thrown a curveball when I go to properties to look at them or to put them up for sale. I've come across, rather infrequently, not every day, but electric hydronic heating systems. What can you talk about there, please?
That's like a boiler that's hanging on the wall that uses electric hot water heater elements to heat the water in it. So instead of using natural gas, propane, oil, it's a small little boiler that hangs on the wall and uses electricity to circulate hot water through your house through baseboard. They're not really efficient, like money-wise, to be running.
But are they?
But some people maybe have rates of better electricity in the town they're in, and that might be feasible for them to do that if there's no natural gas and they don't want oil for some reason.
Are they inexpensive to install?
Yeah, they're relatively in the ballpark with everything else. They're not more money to install. They're right in line with everything else. They're just more money to run where we live.
Sure.
Because you're heating purely with electricity.
Yeah, I like the way you described it before when we were talking. You says when you turn the heat on, watch the meter spin like a top. I like that.
It'll spin. It'll spin good.
And won't stop, right?
That's right. And you'll pay
until
for
you
that.
Shut it off. Okay. I go into a lot of houses these days. I see ductless units. Are they just for air? Or are they for heating as well?
A lot of them are heat pumps now, Jackie, where they give you heat and cooling at the same unit. And you could have different units all hooked up off the same outdoor unit. You could have a couple in your house, one in each room. They could do up to five off of one outdoor unit now with some manufacturers, but they're really cost effective and don't use a lot of electricity. They're a heat pump, or you could have, I don't even know if they're making straight AC ones anymore. I think they're all heat pumps.
Exactly. How do they work? How does an air conditioner make heat? How does that work?
It reverses the flow of Freon, and you're getting heat from the Freon.
And it's blowing the cold air outside.
It's the state of the Freon that it's in, a liquid to gas state. So you're getting the heat out of it instead of blowing the heat outside. Now you're running it through your indoor unit and blowing it into your house.
Can you run these heating units, these ductless units, can you run the heat when it gets really cold?
They're good down to 10, 20 degrees out. They keep getting better and better. And now they're using inverter technology where they're inverting the electricity from AC house current to DC. So they're a lot more cost effective to run and more energy efficient all the way around to operate.
Okay.
And you do get good heat out of them.
What I like about them is that when you have a regular window or wall air conditioner, you hear it when you walk into a room. These units, they're
very quiet.
Very quiet. You don't even know what's on.
You don't even know what's on. It's blowing nice and gentle out.
Mm-hmm.
They're really nice.
Yeah, the one he put in our house, he put it in 5 years ago. I think it said it was good until the outdoor temperature was 23 degrees. But then you told me after 23, it starts to lose all its efficiency.
Yeah, you're going to have to run a regular boiler.
What do you have to do with those? Do you have to keep those clean, run bleach through the...
Well, there's filters on your indoor unit. You want to keep those clean, and you want to clean the indoor coil from... Because it could get mold or bacteria build up. Anything that gets wet and dry...
Right.
Over time, we'll get a mold or bacteria build up. And the same with your outdoor unit, as that's running, it's sucking all the air outside through it to cool it down. So anything in the air, grass, dirt, everything gets built up on the outdoor unit coils. And same thing with that. You want to coil cleanse them and hose them off, go with the hose. So there's maintenance on everything. If you take care of it, it's going to last for you, and it's going to run efficient.
So don't plant a huge bush in front of it to hide it?
No, that's a common thing everybody wants to do. They want to hide the outdoor unit behind bushes, especially pine shrubs with little needles. And every time it's running, it's sucking all that stuff through it and clogging it up good.
Or when you run the lawnmower by it.
Yeah, always blow the other way. Don't blow nothing at it.
Okay.
Weed whacking.
Blowing the leaves? Don't blow them into the compressor?
No, don't blow all that stuff in there.
Okay. What about gas space heaters?
Gas space heaters are great, Jackie. If the power goes out, you could still have heat. A lot of them, you don't need electricity for the blue flame heaters or brick heaters, radiant type heaters. If the power goes off, you could go downstairs if you have one in your basement like you do. Go down there and turn that on, and your house isn't going to freeze. You don't need no electricity to run it. It's a good backup source of heat. It's not something you want to use every day because you're putting carbon monoxide and moisture into your home. But as backup and emergency heat, they're really a nice thing to have.
Yeah, my sister lived on Long Island. She lives on Long Island after Hurricane Sandy. For like 9 days, she didn't have any electricity. She had no heat. She had nothing. I bet you she wishes she had one of those in the basement.
Yeah. Okay, well, we had a great discussion with you, Bob, 2 weeks in a row regarding heating matters. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Jackie.
Before we close, Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes. We have a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home located at 1025 Bergen Court in Scranton for only $20,000. This property has low taxes of only $678. Now, this property needs some work, and it is a small house with 780 square feet of living space. But some work, this could be a great deal. The bad news is that it's condemned by the city of Scranton for electrical issues. So if you're looking for a fixer-upper, give us a call about 1025 Bergen Court, a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home for only $20,000. And that is listed by Trish Conway of our office.
And why do we do this show, Pat?
We do it to inform our customers. We're not here, rah, 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 we're the best, come to us, you know, nobody's better than us. We like to inform people. We like to talk about topics that we're dealing with every day, like guys like Bob Warner, who I'm going to call you an expert, Bob, because I think you're an expert. You know more than anybody I know about this stuff. We like to inform people.
So give them information.
Give them information and keep them up to date. You know, interesting topics, things people want to talk about.
They always want to talk about real estate.
Oh, man, especially when I'm in the supermarket. I'm running up the aisle. Oh, what about the house over on Main Street? I'm like, I have to go get some milk now.
Okay. My tip today is use dryer sheets around the house. It's common knowledge that fabric softener dryer sheets can be used to eliminate static cling and soften clothes, but that's just the beginning. They can wash dishes to loosen baked on food from dishes. Just simply place it into the dish, fill with cold water, and let it soak overnight. They're also a mosquito repellent. Just stick a dryer sheet in your pocket when you go outdoors. They're a deodorizer. Tuck one into your sneakers, slippers, luggage, camping gear, your dresser drawers. Also, a soap scum buster. Clean glass shower doors by scrubbing them with the damp dryer sheet. Also, a duster. Wipe static from your television and computer screen, as well as dust on your blinds. Bet you didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that one.
Okay, it's that time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11. 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.